This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why your conflict instincts are wrong and how to fix them. What happened? Masterclass just launched a conflict communication course taught by Amanda Ripley, an investigative journalist, who spent 20 years studying how people fight and why it goes wrong. The timing is pointed. American businesses are hemorrhaging nearly $3 billion every single day because employees either escalate conflicts badly or bury them entirely. More than half of workers admit they deal with toxic situations by pretending those situations do not exist. The communication angle. That last number is the one worth staring at. 53% of employees go silent when things get bad. They do not resolve the conflict. They archive it. And archived conflict does not disappear. It compounds interest, quietly, until one day it explodes in a performance review, a resignation letter, or a relationship that simply stops working. The reason people go silent is almost never cowardice. It is a broken mental model. Most people treat conflict as a binary fight or flee. You either confront the problem aggressively and risk the relationship, or you swallow it and protect the peace. That is a false choice. And it is the core communication failure this course is designed to fix. What Ripley is teaching, based on what her research consistently shows, is that conflict handled well is not the opposite of connection. It is the path to it. The professionals who learn this stop treating difficult conversations as grenades and start treating them as diagnostic tools. You use the friction to find out what actually matters to the other person, what they are protecting, and what they genuinely need. Once you know that, the conversation changes shape entirely. Here is the specific technique that separates people who navigate conflict well from people who just survive it. They slow down the moment before the first hard sentence. They do not lead with their grievance. They lead with a question, not a rhetorical trap, but a real one. Help me understand what you are trying to accomplish. That one sentence disarms defensiveness and opens a channel. It signals that you are there to solve something, not to score points. The $2.7 billion daily loss figure exists largely because people skip this step. They go straight to their position, the other person defends theirs, and now you have a standoff where a conversation used to be. The deeper principle here is one I have seen play out in boardrooms, marriages, and newsrooms alike. People do not resist solutions. They resist feeling unheard. If you make someone feel genuinely understood before you make your case, the resistance drops. Not always immediately, but reliably. Ripley is bringing 2 decades of field reporting to prove what communication specialists have known for years. That is a combination worth paying attention to. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and say it right every time. The chapter on high stakes openings gives your framework for designing the first 30 seconds of a hard conversation, because that window determines whether the other person stays open or shuts down. What you say second matters. What you say first decides everything. The takeaway. Before your next difficult conversation, write down 2 things, the specific outcome you actually need, not want, need, and the one question you will ask before you say anything else. Lead with the question. Your outcome becomes reachable only after the other person feels heard. This is not strategy. This is how trust gets built in real time. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book site Write Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.